Blog Talk Radio. Lift your worship.
I wanna be where you are.
I wanna be where you are.
just to see you, to behold you as my King. I want to be where you are.
Thank you, Jesus.
Peace is where you are. Joy is where you are. And love is who you are.
Thank you.
Want to be where you are. Somebody make that your prayer in this moment. Gotta be where you are. Everything I need is where you are.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. By his stripes, we are already healed. You guys, I thank you so much for getting up early in the morning and coming out to worship with me as I bring joy to the Lord by praising him. And I'm excited about today. I had no idea I was going to do this broadcast, and he put it upon my heart. So I know that he is really ready to do some great things in your bodies. Before we go on, let me go into a word of prayer. Father, I come before you in obedience, Father. I come before you in obedience to speak a word of healing over your people. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you cover me with the precious blood of the Lamb, and that you give me the words that you desire for me to give, and that you release the healing necessary for your people. Lord God, go before me and let your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, you know, we're going to talk about the distress and the frustration that comes along with not feeling well, when you just really don't feel well. Today we're going to talk about arthritis, and we're going to talk about the pain that goes along with arthritis, and we're going to talk about the knees. We're going to go into prayer on these areas, and we are already claiming the victory of healing. So many of you are in pain, and you desire to do things in the kingdom. You desire to do things just in your own life with your family, but the pain has kept you paralyzed. It's kept you in a place where you are limited as to all that you can do. And today that ends because God is a divine healer. He's a supernatural God, and he desires that you be well, and so it will be. Let me go in and give you the scripture that he gave to me for you. And I'm going to read from Psalms 107, 19 through 21. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. God has wonderful works to the children of men. And Father, we are so excited that you have heard the cries of your people that are struggling in the area of distress. They're sad, they're depressed because they can't use their body the way they would like to. They're not able to move the way they were able to move in times past. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against the stiffness that is taking place in their body. In the name of Jesus, we cancel the breakdown of cartilage in their knees, oh Father, in their joints, Father. We come against the painful bony growth and the spurs in their body, Lord God. And we cancel autoimmune disease in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you send your angels, Lord God, to minister to your people as you begin to heal them. Some of you will be healed right away, and some of you it will be a process. But in the meantime, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will have your angels of protection to speak into their hearts, Father, to mentor them, oh Father, to comfort them, oh Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of them, that will encourage them along the way. Father, we thank you that every day you're going to show them that they can move on a new range of motion, that their bodies will be able to do a lot more than they were able to do in the day prior. Lord God, there has been some damage done to the joints of some of your people. Some of it just due to wrong movements, moving too quickly. And then some of it has been done just because they've been injured or they've been in an accident. And, Father, we ask in the name of Jesus, and we claim that you have mercy upon them, Lord. You said wherever two or more are gathered together, in your name, Father, you are there in the midst of them. And we know when you are there in the midst, Father, that there is no sickness that can dwell. There is no illness that can dwell in your presence. For you are a mighty and a pure God. You are a holy God. And anything that's not right, anything that's not whole, has to flee when you come into the area. Lord God, so we thank you that you are here. We cancel the inflammation in their knees, in their joints, oh Father. That extreme inflammation that brings them to a place of frustration, brings them to a place of agony, because they are incapable of doing the things that they really want to do in their heart. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you touch some of the minds of these people that are struggling in the area of weight loss, because that weight is on their knees. All of that weight is causing them to have trouble in their knees, oh Father. And so, Father, I bless you right now for touching someone's knees. I have a word from the Lord, and I want to be obedient right now and give that, and then I'll go back into the prayer. There's a woman. You are in dialysis. You go back and forth to dialysis. God said he's healing your bloodstream in the name of Jesus. You have a grandson that you really enjoy, and you want to be able to do so much more with him. And the doctors are going to show you that you may not, that you don't need dialysis anymore. He's going to do a supernatural thing in you. And as a matter of fact, he is doing a supernatural thing in you right now. Now, the key is, you have made a lot of promises about what you wish you could do and the things that you would do for the Lord if only you were better. Well, you know, I urge you to keep your word. I urge you to keep your word. You've said that you would do some things for the Lord, for the kingdom, if he was to heal you. And so I ask you, remember these things. Remember what you said that you would do if he brought healing, because healing is yours on today. Please send your testimony to Holy Ghost Healing Explosion at gmail.com. Again, that's Holy Ghost Healing Explosion at gmail.com. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm so excited for you that you'll be able to spend time with your grandson, and you'll be able to do a whole lot more with the time that you will be spending in the dialysis center. Now you can spend time doing outreach and some of the things that you desire to do. I want to encourage you to move your body. As God heals you, it's going to be your responsibility to do your part in staying healthy. Yes, I mean, once he heals you, don't just sit back and eat things that aren't good for you. Don't just sit back and do things that will cause your body to go back into that negative state. But move that body. Do aqua aerobics. Move. Do bicycling. Do walking. Things of that nature to keep your body and your joints healthy. You want to stay healthy, and you want to prevent stiffness. And so for some of you, water aerobics will be very good, because it won't be so hard on your joints. We come against any injury to the back. I hear the Holy Spirit saying there's some of you, there's two people on the line right now that are struggling with lower back problems, and you're in a place where you still need to work. And it's been hard for you because you're not able to get disability, and you've been struggling. And that's been a battle for you. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is touching your back, and you'll feel some heat and some tingling that feels like needles, pins in your back. But don't be concerned about it. At that point, just lift your hands and glorify him. Just lift your hands and worship. Adore him at this place, because he is healing your body. Lord, I thank you. We come against rheumatoid arthritis at this time. In the name of Jesus, be gone. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the healing power. Thank you for the anointing, oh Father. I hear the Spirit of the Lord concerning, it's a gentleman that has rheumatoid arthritis, and you've been beating yourself up because you've been told that the reason why your hands are like that and the reason why you're suffering so bad is because you were abusive to your mother. You'll know who you are. You were abusive to your mother. You would physically hit her. And so some people that are very religious have told you, oh, the only reason why, you know, that's what you're getting. God has paid you back because you were abusive to your mother. What I want you to know is that God is a forgiving God and a loving God. What you would want to do is to repent and ask God for forgiveness. Ask him for forgiveness and ask your mother for forgiveness. And make good decisions because you're young and you're having these, you know, you're not very young, but you're a young man and you're having these problems, struggling with rheumatoid arthritis. But on top of that, you're struggling in your faith and you've been beating yourself up. And it's my prayer that you let this go, that you ask for forgiveness on both parts to the Lord, to your mom, and ask for forgiveness for yourself. Learn to forgive yourself and let it go so that you can be made whole. You know, unforgiveness is very toxic. When we walk around and we're unforgiving of our own self, it's toxic. And it doesn't bring about change. It's very toxic and it's not good for you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you on behalf of my brother in the Lord, Lord God. I ask that you touch his level of faith. Father, I ask that you bless him with peace of mind and help him to stop beating himself up. Remove the doubtfulness in his mind that makes him feel like you are making him suffer and that you don't love him and you don't care. He's lost. And I ask in the name of Jesus that you wake him up from this nightmare of self-defeat in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that you are blessing him to remove the guilt from himself and that he does the work that needs to be done on the inside and that he removes himself from a hostile mentality of anger, defeat, and frustration, of feeling inferior and useless. He is paralyzed in his mind as well as in his body because he has allowed himself to get into this place of sunken depression, and we cancel it in the name of Jesus. Please, as you go through this process, I'll be continuing to pray for you, my brother. And please, by all means, as you go through your healing and God begins to touch your body, make sure you do those exercises. Move your hands. Do the work. Don't get to a place of complacency where you just sit back and say, well, God has healed me, and you go on. No, you have to continue to take great care of your body. That means eating healthy as well. We cancel the pain in the elbows and in the wrists of those of you on the line that are struggling in the area of arthritis. We cancel septic arthritis in the name of Jesus. Father, we come before you thanking you for removing this tragic illness from your people, because it has caused them to be so bitter on the inside that they're so sick that they're not able to do what they want to do for the kingdom, and they won't even worship because they're hurting just to lift their arms, just to move their body. Father, we come before you, Lord God, asking that you remove the irritated feeling from their body, the soreness, the stiffness, the struggle that they go through. Lord, they are at a boiling point. They are at the top of what they can take. They are hurting. And we thank you for your mercy, God. You are a merciful and you are a loving and kind Father. And we give you praises. Luke 17 and 19 says, and he said to them, rise and go your way. Your faith has made you well. You have the faith necessary. You have the faith necessary to walk in this healing. And even if you do not, for those of you that are struggling in your faith, I have faith for you. Let me tell you, God has really blessed me. And I'll share one of my testimonies. You know, I have walked in the area of the supernatural ever since I was a very small child. So I've seen some miracles. And I've always, and I ask in my prayers, I always say, for those of you that don't know, I want to say that I always pray, God, bring a level of discernment. Feel that unto them so that they will know that I am not an honest person and that they will guard themselves from my lips, from my words. In Jesus' name, if I say anything that's wrong, Lord God, I ask that you bring it to their attention and that you show them the truth. I say that because a lot of things that I say, my testimonies, are very miraculous, and they won't make sense to some of you, or they may be unbelievable. But I want to say that God has healed me in so many areas, supernaturally. He sent his angels to do it. The angels have not done it on their own accord, but only by the authority of the Lord. That Yahweh, the great I Am, had dispatched them unto me to heal my body. And he wants to do the same thing for you. Yes, he wants to do the same thing for you. You do not have to walk around sick. He is a healer. He's a supernatural healer. And you don't have to run around all over the place to get a healing. You can get a healing just by being obedient and loving him. You can. The word of God says in Psalms 30:2, oh, Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. Hallelujah. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your healing power. I thank you, Father. I thank you for healing the brokenhearted, oh, Father. Psalms 147:3 says, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Some of you are so wounded because you feel like God has healed other people, and yet he leaves you in this broken place of despair and aggravation. But I want to tell you that you are going to see a move of God in your life. We are going to walk in a new level of the supernatural. We are walking in another level of anointing. No longer the same thing where you keep thinking you're going to get healed and you go through all of this process and you don't get healed. God wants to heal your body. The thing is, you need to hold on to your healing and you need to walk away from a sinful lifestyle and take care of your body once you receive your healing. And while you're waiting on your healing, take care of your body. Satan, we bind up the lies that you have told in your people that God does not heal anymore. That can be no further from the truth. And we cancel the lies and the deceit that you have placed in their mind, that they're just too sick, that they're just too ill to be healed. In the name of Jesus, we cover you with the blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for the blessing. We thank you for the structure in their life. We thank you that their joints move freely. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you. We glorify you. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, I bless you. We cancel the lie of defeat. You are not defeated. There is no defeat in God. There is no defeat in the Almighty, the great I Am. There is no defeat in Yahweh. He is the creator of all things. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that there's a person on the line that their child has arthritis, a young child with arthritis, joint problems. And your child sees other kids, and they want to play, and they want to do fun things. They want to ride their bike, but they're in a lot of pain. And you have put yourself in a prison because you feel so guilty because your child is not able to do the things that other children are able to do, and you are beating yourself up. But that does, I want to tell you, that does not help your child. Doesn't help your child. What I would love for you to do is to spend that time worshiping him, the time that you're beating yourself up, the time that you're living in a nutshell, frustrated. Give God glory. Give God praise. Begin to change your diet. Begin to do better recipes and feed it to the child. I see a change. Please send your testimony to HolyGhostHealingExplosion@gmail.com. Again, that's HolyGhostHealingExplosion@gmail.com. Well, I'm excited. I am going to leave now and end this broadcast, but it was just something that the Holy Spirit asked me to do, just a 30-minute prayer for you all, you know, for joint problems, for arthritis, for knee problems. Bend those knees. Those things that you were not able to do before, I want you to do them. And as you see yourself be healed, please send your testimony. They're very encouraging for others. And you could also stop by our website at www.HolyGhostHealingExplosion.webs.com. Again, that's HolyGhostHealingExplosion.webs.com. And I look forward to hearing from you. We're going to end this broadcast in some worship, and I will be seeing you guys again real soon. Thank you so much for stopping by. I love you guys. God bless. And enjoy this worship song. Worship is the key.
God, we look to you tonight. Above the singing, God, above the music, above the songs.